Okay, so we're holding in Bavakama Perak Yud Mishnah Zayin. We'd said that the Goslin, the person who's the thief, has to return what he stole. Fine. The cases in this Mishnah are where the Goslin isn't sure if he still owes the money back or not. And actually, we'll talk not just about a Goslin, someone who stole, but the same dinim would apply if a person borrowed money, isn't sure if he owes it back, or if a person was like a custodian, it's maybe been deposited for him to watch. Again, if he's not sure if he gave back what he should be giving back, so what the dinim will be. So what's critical is there's two kinds of I'm not sure's that the Mishnah will deal with. One kind of I'm not sure is I'm certain that I once owed you, I'm just not sure if I paid you off. And the other, that's one kind of I'm not sure. So in other words, I'm agreeing that I definitely stole from you, or I definitely borrowed money from you, or I definitely watched your object. I just can't remember if I paid it back to you anymore. Another kind of I'm not sure is I'm just not sure if I ever stole from you, or if I borrowed from you, or if I ever had your object in the first place. That's a much less obliging situation than the first, because maybe it never happened at all. So, in both the case of the Mishnah here, we discuss those two cases. We're assuming that the counterparty, the depositor or the lender or the victim of the theft, says, "Well, you may not be sure, but I am sure." Okay, so that's the setup. So, Mishnah says inside, "Ha'omer lechavero," if the person says to his friend, this is like the thief character, "Gazalticha," yeah, I admit that I stole from you, or Hilvisani, or I borrowed from you, or Hivkarate Eitzli, yeah, you did give me that thing to watch. But the thing is, Ve'eni Yodei, I'm just not sure anymore, Im Hechazarti Lach, if I give it back to you, Imlo, or maybe I didn't Hechazarti Lach, give it back to you. So in those cases, since the one side of the equation is what's called a Tainus Bari, I'm certain, I know you owe me, I don't care what you say. Another person saying, well, I'm just not sure, so then Chai L'Shalem, he has to pay. It's not going to cut it. I'm not sure doesn't cut it, because I am sure. I'm sure you owe me, so you have to pay back. However, Im Amarlo, if the bad guy says, Eni Yodeim Gazalticha, I'm just not sure if I even, like, you say you're sure, but I'm not so sure. Or Im Hilvisani, or you say you loan me money, but I don't remember that exactly. I mean, someone rings a bell, but I'm not agreeing that I ever borrowed money from you. Im Hifkarate Eitzli, or if you ever made me watch your object. In those cases, so Pater Milashalem, then the accused, let's call him, is exempt from paying. The reason why is because we always have the din of Hamotim Mechaver Alavaraya. The person who's trying to get something out of his friend's pocket has to bring, the burden of proof is on him. So, good, you're so sure that I borrowed money from you. Yeah, but I'm not so sure, so, and you have no documents, there's no IOU on the table or something. So good, so it's your word against mine. You say you're certain, I'm not so certain. So that wouldn't be enough of an evidence to make a person pay. However, when a Midr Rabbanan, the rabbi said, since this is a great thing, well, I'm just not sure, which a person's never really sure. The last night I had a phone call with someone. We sat down and we thought we were going to enter this massive, massive expense, like six-digit expense. And he told me, "Don't," in front of my lawyer and everything else, "don't worry, I'm going to cover it fully." That was like a year ago, let's say. Finally, we got the bill for it. It was like $8,000. Anyway, so I told him, by the way, it's $8,000, which is like such a bargain from what we thought it was going to be. He's like, "Did we say we're splitting at 75-25? I was like, so what did I tell him? I said, "Well, I'm 99.9% sure, that's not what we said." Because like, you're never 100% sure, right? You're always like, maybe I made a mistake or not. So even I said, I'm pretty sure, I'm 99.9% sure. So a person can always, like, the flip side of that is say, I'm pretty sure I didn't borrow from you. Really, he's the other 0.1% that he's saying, well, I'm 1.1% sure that that's what we agreed to. So,
but the percentage doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Whether
exactly.
It's 50%.
It doesn't matter.
Or 10%.
Exactly. But the point is, psychologically, a person can always say, well, are we 100% sure that I borrowed the money from you? I'm like, something's a little fuzzy about it. So that's a nice psychological wiggle room that a person sort of, you never feel 100% sure of anything necessarily. So the rabbis forced a person who's putter in the situation where I'm saying I'm certain you owe me, you're saying I'm just not 100% sure I ever did owe you, then we won't make you pay, but we will make you, the calling the bad guy here, take a shvur. Swear. Midirabanan, make a derabanan shvus hesed, that what you're swearing that I'm just not sure. Not more than that, but you're swearing I'm not sure. So that will force a person, that will remove the wiggle room of a person always saying, well, I'm not 100% sure, maybe I was dreaming that afternoon or something. So then, okay, so that's, no, yeah, I mean, that forced you now to know what you mean and not say, I'm not sure. Okay, and if you're, now, since what we're really saying here is A saying, I'm certain I loaned it to you, and Mr. B saying, I'm just not sure. So since he'll be pater maker din, so you won't force him to pay, he just has to swear. But if he lets us be day shemaim, since he, if he really stole the object or borrowed the money or was watching it now, it didn't give it back. So really, from heaven's perspective, he still owes the money. So although he's pater medin, it was the base, they won't make him pay now because he's saying no. But if he wants to be yotzi up in heaven, he'll need to give back the object. So he's in that conundrum. So again, besides the rabbinic mandate for him to swear, we'll also put on his head that, you know, you don't have a free conscience just because we can't force you to pay down here based, and doesn't mean you don't owe the money. That's an important clause.
But it's a possibility that he did repay it.
Yeah, sure. So you leave it to him.
Even Mishamayim,
well, Shamayim will
he would have to return it.
Well,
Shamayim known to Shamayim that he
no, of course not. No, of course not. From Shamayim, no, exactly, of course not. The point is, just because the Torah down here says you don't have to pay, doesn't mean when you get upstairs they're not going to say, yeah, but you stole the object, buddy. Right. So the point is, if you're afraid of that, you still have to give the money back. In only that case. Heaven knows the truth. Now, so both those cases are where there's an accuser. There's two other possibilities, by the way. We have either, I'm not sure I ever borrowed from you, and I'm sure I borrowed, but I'm not sure if I paid back. Really not in that order in the Mishnah. There's another, those cases, like in this Mishnah, are saying, but I'm the counterparty saying, well, I am sure. Okay? There's another possibility, which is that the counterparty, let's call him the lender, or the victim, or the borrower, or the depositor, I should say, he just isn't saying anything. I don't know. He forgot all about it. He's not on the scene anymore. So you just, one day, you like wake up and you're like, wait, did I ever pay that back? Right? You found in your scrapbook, I owe you. So you're not sure if you really owe me the money or not. So in those cases, everything kind of gets notched down a bit, which means, of course, there's no such thing as medin you have to pay anymore because no one being toveya bedin. No one's demanding anything from you. So if you wake up one day and you just all of a sudden remember for sure that you borrowed money from me, you're just not sure if you paid me back. The answer is you're pater from paying me back, but the same principle would apply. Lots of day shemaim, if as far as heaven's concerned, if you borrowed the money, you still have to pay it back. So you still have to give it. But maker din you don't, just shemaim. If you're, I'm not asking anything of you, and you're not even sure if you ever owed it in the first place, so that's what the suffix is, then you're pater even b'day shemaim. Nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. Okay? That's the difference.